now, here's the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
Now that America is importing most of the ingredients in our prescription drugs and the majority of the foods we eat, it's important to look behind the label. It may or may not tell you where the products come from. Your prescription drugs may be coming from communist China. Drug research in China has fallen under a cloud because 13 of the top 20 global drug makers have set up research and development centers in China. Yes, it's cheaper to do research there, but as one auditor said, with cheaper research comes greater risk. For example, researchers did not report the results of animal studies about a drug already being tested in humans, a breach described by the drug researchers as a mortal sin. Auditors also report that Chinese workers did not properly monitor clinical trials, and they paid hospitals in ways that could be seen as bribery. Free trade is bringing us fish raised in China's six rivers. By the time the fish swim to the fish ponds, the water has been accumulating raw sewage, agricultural pesticides, and the heavy metal output of poorly regulated industrial plants. China's planned purchase of pork producer Smithfield Foods for $4.5 billion has U.S. officials concerned about how this could affect the safety and availability of heparin. That's an important blood thinner derived from pig intestines that is widely used in U.S. heart surgery and kidney dialysis. In 2007 and 8, 94 Americans died after being treated with contaminated heparin. An increasing percentage of vaccines is manufactured in China and sold in U.S. pharmacies. China boasts of 30 vaccine-producing companies that will soon be producing 1 billion doses a year.
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report from Eagle Forum. Want your voice heard? At eagleforum.org, in a blog conversation with Phyllis Schlafly, we want to hear your firsthand experience with the U.S. unemployment crisis. Where did the jobs go? Is the solution more government spending or cutting taxes? Join the blog at eagleforum.org. Thanks for listening, and join us next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
For thousands of years, silver has been used as both a medicine and a preservative. But not all silver is equal. Supernatural Silver is an amazing new technology that has been clinically shown to be several hundred times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. Supernatural Silver resonates at the same frequency as germicidal light used in labs to kill bacteria and viruses. Supernatural Silver is a broad-spectrum microbial that creates no resistance and does not harm beneficial bacteria, making it ideal for daily use. It can be used internally as well as topically and is highly effective against bacterias, viruses, molds, and yeast. Supernatural Silver liquid and gel are perfect for on-the-go or emergency preparedness and can provide protection at home, school, or work. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and remember the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off. That's supernaturalsilver.com. Supernaturalsilver.com. Give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite is a 7-herb heart protection cocktail designed to support cardiovascular health, blood pressure, and cholesterol levels. February is Heart Month, and we at Heart Drop 2000 are having our Heart Month sale with prices from 6 years ago. Starting now until February 28th, you can purchase a 4-month supply of either capsules or liquid for only $125, including shipping and handling. To help you, help yourself. So call now to take advantage of this one-time offer. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureEffect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureEffect Ultra today by visiting PureEffectFilters.com. Or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821. Or visit PureEffectFilters.com.
Happen radio show, putting America first, second, and third. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome to our show today. It's Wednesday, February 12th, 2014. Coming up on Valentine's Day, we got a lot of stuff to talk about. All kinds of interesting stuff happening all over the place. Some interesting developments coming out of the last couple of days, where I think there has been a major diplomatic faux pas between the U.S. government and France that goes a long way to explaining what appeared to be overtly a lot of confusion taking place during Holland and Obama's joint conference at the White House. And it looks like something may have messed up in the back channels that wasn't supposed to happen. So we're going to be talking about that. Phone lines are open, 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. Sam, the man, is sitting in our control room, ready to answer the phone when you call on in and discuss the various issues that are happening. Obviously, the big story today continues to be what is being described, acknowledged, admitted to as a catastrophic winter storm all across the eastern United States of America, all the way through Atlanta, Georgia. Thousands of flights canceled. Again, almost 250,000 Americans without power or electricity. And it is just absolutely horrific conditions out there. And it's rather amazing to still see the carbon Nazis out there trying to say, well, yeah, okay, yeah, it got colder. Okay. It didn't get warmer. It got colder. But we still absolutely support the theory of human-caused global warming. And even though we're all freezing our nuts off right now, we still think it's a good idea for you to be buying carbon credits and paying carbon taxes so that 20, 30 years down the road, we're not dealing with, and they're still out there trying to find some way to keep the scam going. But it is very obvious. I think this is the winter that is absolutely, going to put paid to rest on this whole human-caused global warming hysteria, this carbon Nazi scam. And it's a disastrous situation down there because all of these parts of the country are reeling under this massive cold assault because they are completely unprepared. Because for the last 10 years, all we've been getting from the corporate media and from Al Gore and the rest of the, oh, it's global warming, it's human-caused global warming, snow and ice are a thing of the past. Well, wrong on that one. Apparently the stores have already been emptied out in Atlanta as they wait for the next phase of this horrible storm to just come on. We have a story coming out of Detroit where apparently a water main burst up there, which water mains will burst in winter if you're not properly venting the pressure. And apparently it was so cold up there in Detroit that the water main only ran for a short time before it froze solid. And there's just nothing but this block of ice on the street above where the main broke. We actually set a 50-year cold weather record here in Hawaii. And I know earlier in the week I was talking about how cool it was, and I didn't want to make a big deal about it because it's Hawaii, and you know it's a very, very mellow here compared to the mainland. But as a matter of fact, the official numbers came in, and Honolulu broke the old cold record of 65 degrees for this date set back in 1950. So we're talking about more than half a century record cold fell. Luhui Airport had 61 degrees. That's going back to 1950. Let me take a look down here at my little gizmo that's supposed to be doing this stuff. And, yeah, 60, it said recorded 61 here. So, and again, I understand it's no big deal for those of you who are freezing to death on the mainland, but it is of interesting note. We saw this rather amazing picture of the summit of Mauna Kea. Now, Mauna Kea is one of the two big volcanoes down on the Big Island. It is home to one of the world's premier astronomical observatories. The peak is at 14,000 feet. It's one of the few places in the world where you can drive from sea level to 14,000 feet in the space of a couple of hours. It's a beautiful, beautiful drive up there. You do need to stop at the visitor center partway up and acclimate to the altitude, because it is 14,000 feet up there at the top of the mountain. Now, being at that altitude, we do get a little bit of snow on the summit of Mauna Kea every winter. But normally, the snow accumulation actually settles on lower levels on the volcano. So you'll have a little bit of snow up by the observatory, and then there's much heavier snow further down. Photo that we got out and put up there today, the entire top peak is just absolutely covered in white. It is a record-setting image. It's on the same level as that one that we had from Venice, Italy, showing the Grand Canal completely frozen over. All of the dark. We've never seen this kind of cold and snow on Mauna Kea. We've never seen Venice frozen solid like this. I was back there in the dead of winter of 2007. No ice, let alone frozen solid. It's just absolutely amazing to look at all of this stuff. And I feel really bad for all those American people right now who are dealing with the cold. Apparently, in some kind of boneheaded idea of dealing with the homeless problem, Florida last year actually passed a law making it a crime to cover yourself with bedding material or paper or anything if you're sleeping in the streets of Florida. So right now, I'm sure down there in Florida, we have a lot of law-abiding homeless people who have frozen to death overnight, and they are now dead, but they were not in violation of that law, saying that it's against the law to cover themselves with paper and shredded newspaper and anything else to keep them alive. So there's a good solution for you. And at some point, I think it is time for the people of the United States of America to mount a class action lawsuit against absolutely everybody involved in this fraud of human-caused global warming. NASA, NOAA, IPCC, the United Nations, Penn State, Hadley CRU, the White House, all of them. They're all complicit in this attempt to defraud the people of planet Earth with carbon taxes and carbon credits, and people are dying in this harsh, harsh winter that for the last 10 years they've been trying to say, oh, no, no, the world is getting warmer. We don't have to worry about any of those ice and snow things. We're just going to take and spend the money on something else, and you've got to pay carbon. It's time for a class action lawsuit. We got lied to by virtually every organ of corporate media, propaganda, federal government, NASA, NOAA. Of course, we all know what NASA stands for, never a straight answer. It's time for the American people to sue this government for criminal fraud perpetrated against the American people and the people of planet Earth. It's time to shut it all down. It's time to shut it all down. People are out there dying so that Al Gore and his buddies could make a fast carbon buck. Now, earlier in the week, we were talking about this situation where France's President Hollande and our President Obama were having this sort of back and forth, tit for tat, at the White House during this joint press conference. And I made a point at the time of saying it just felt like banter. Like they weren't really saying anything at all, and it just felt rather an awkward waste of time. And now we're beginning to get indications that somewhere the normal protocols for diplomacy broke down, because when you're going to have a joint conference between leaders of two nations, generally what's going to be said is decided ahead of time. So there are no surprises. And as we began to watch Hollande and Obama thrash around earlier in the week, pardon me for that, and I was talking about how they just seemed to banter back and forth, And now we're getting indications that apparently Obama and Holland went into this little joint conference not in accord as to what was going to be said over issues like Iran. And so now that all the polite noisemaking is over and done with, Obama is now out there threatening sanctions on France for refusing to go along with more U.S. sanctions on Iran's non-existent nuclear weapons program. So this is a major, major whoopsie in terms of foreign diplomacy, to get all the way to the White House with Holland and Obama and not already know ahead of time what they're going to be saying about issues. This may have been a classic case of Obama feeling his oats and saying, I'm the president, I can do what I want to do, and I'm going to get up there, and I'm basically going to corner Holland and force him to go along with our agenda. And Francois said, no, and there we are. We'll be right back.
Do you love America? Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today and fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com.
Whew, nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblatt is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
You can burn up our mosques and our homes and our schools, but our spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And we're looking back at the joint press conference with Obama and Holland at the White House. And reading between the lines here, it's looking to me like Obama's goal during this whole presentation was to sell the idea that the U.S. coalition of sanctions against Iran relative to their non-existent nuclear weapons program, is still functioning. It's still pointed in the same direction. But we're seeing clear indications, certainly from France's own government, that they have pretty much gone as far as they're willing to go in terms of trying to provoke a military confrontation with Iran over an absolute absence of any evidence that Iran is a threat to anybody other than, of course, to the U.S. dollar through its petroleum sales. But the reality is this is where the U.S. government pays the price for that big whopper they told everybody about, Saddam Hussein's weapons of mass destruction. Because we all know this government lied blatantly to the people of the United States of America, to our young military, to the people of the world, to justify a war of conquest, to force Iraq to sell their oil only for U.S. dollars. We know they lied to us about the weapons of mass destruction. We know they were caught in fraud after fraud after fraud. Then they tried exactly the same thing again with Sarkozy. They're still out there saying, oh, he's torturing his own people. We absolutely believe that that's what's going on here. And there is apparently an institutional blindness or arrogance inside Washington, D.C., where because they have achieved their aims for so long through lies, that's all they know how to do. And I imagine it must be very frustrating for Obama to get up there and try and manipulate France's president into appearing to still be unanimously connected with the sanctions agenda against Iran, only to have the government of France backing up and say, we're not sure. Because you guys lied to us about Saddam's weapons of mass destruction. We've seen no evidence that Iran is a threat to anybody right now. Everything Iran is doing with their nuclear technology, they're allowed to do under the Non-Proliferation Treaty, which Iran has signed and ratified, and so has the United States government. And that is really the sticking point. Because Obama is trying to bully his way through and say, I'm the president, I'm going to do whatever I want to do here, but that's not the way it works. Because there are treaty obligations involved here. Obligations from the Nuclear Non-Proliferation Treaty, signed and ratified by the United States government, signed and ratified by the government of Iran, pointedly not signed or ratified by the government of Israel, which is still out there pointing fingers and saying, hurt them, Iran's the bad guy, go hurt them, they're the bad people, go get them for us. Of all the parties in this whole enterprise, it is Iran that is playing by the international rules. And the rest of the world is basically saying, yeah, that's what's going on. The U.S. and Israel are lying and trying to create wars out of thin air. Iran is playing by the rules. It is not possible to demonize Iran's behavior. And so Obama's out there threatening and blustering, and apparently one of the implied threats he made was that the U.S. will come down, quote, like a ton of bricks on foreign firms doing business with Iran. Now, by the way, there is no principle in international law that allows the United States to decide for other countries who they will or will not do business with. In fact, whether you want to call it sanctions or embargo, or it's an act of war. When you block off somebody else's means to commerce through military force or threat of military force, that is an act of war. And I think because of all that this planet has suffered since that whopper about Saddam's weapons of mass destruction is probably one reason why countries like France are saying this has really gone on as far as we can allow it to go on. We're hurting our national interests. We're certainly hurting our own people going along with this attempt to restore the world to Bretton Woods. It's time for somebody to stand up and say it's a failed policy. The United States government cannot accomplish their goal of forcing the world back onto Bretton Woods. All they can do is increase the amount of harm from the subsequent crash. There is a lot of arrogance inside Washington, D.C. Let's see, getting on back to Afghanistan, and we're still hearing of all this wailing and gnashing about how Hamid Karzai, El Presidente de UNOCAL, is still refusing to sign this new troop pact. and the U.S. government is basically resigned to the fact that after Karzai leaves office, they're going to have to go in and try and strike a new deal with Karzai's successor. And Karzai, I'm sure, is very cognizant of the fact that the people of Afghanistan have had it with the U.S. presence, and they're not likely to get a deal. In fact, I think that was the main reason that Obama and the White House were pushing on Karzai so hard to get this deal signed before Karzai left, so that the new incoming government would be already pre-committed to allowing the U.S. forces to stay in Afghanistan. Karzai's having none of it. And so it's going to be a return to status quo ante. You're going to have the U.S. government still trying to garrison Afghanistan to make sure the opium and the oil are flowing only for U.S. dollars, against an indigenous population and a government that is about as sick and tired of the U.S. presence as they were of that of the Soviet Union. It is not for no reason at all that Afghanistan is often called the graveyard of empires throughout history. Now, looking at press freedom, we're still to this very day, we're hearing our corporate media and our propagandists talk about the freedoms we have in this country and how great it is to be free. And it reminds me of that wonderful segment from HBO's The Newsroom about what makes America the greatest nation on earth. And the guy gets up and says, we're not there anymore. We used to be. We're not there anymore. You know, you talk about freedom. Everybody has freedom. All, you know, all these other nations have freedom. Well, it turns out U.S. press freedom under Obama has plunged to 46th in the world. We're worse than Romania in terms of the acknowledged corporate media's willingness and ability to convey to you, the American people, the facts you need to have to make good choices about what's going on, which, of course, is good for those of us here at Republic Broadcasting and WhatReallyHappened.com, because that's the reason our numbers are doing so well. But according to the World Press Freedom Index, the U.S. dropped 13 slots. That is precipitous in the extreme. A big part of that, of course, is the awareness by Planet Earth that the U.S. government, through the NSA, has now compromised all of the online communications. And they understand this got nothing to do with crime or terror, because real criminals and real terrorists are able to evade the NSA. It's about the U.S. government paranoid of the people of Planet Earth waking up to this private central bank scam, waking up to the reality of why we're always in wars and assassinations and coup d'etat, and getting ready to say, you're fired, you're fired, you're fired. That's what all the spying is about, to keep watch on you, to let you know you're being watched, to try and bluff you into silence. Not working, by the way, certainly not around here. And the rest of the world, one of the little sort of tit-for-tats that Holland and Obama did was to sort of declare, well, the NSA spying is no longer an issue. And they don't get to make that choice. You, as a citizen of the United States of America, under a constitution and a bill of rights, have that right to decide for yourself if the government is behaving or not. And if you decide that government isn't behaving, you have every right to say, no, this doesn't work. The president doesn't get to make that decision for you. You do. We'll be right back.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Obamacare stories are worse every day. Medical treatment in Thailand can offer Americans some genuine options at fractional prices of U.S. treatment. Nursing homes, elder care, fractions of U.S. prices, and such superior options. The money you save could easily purchase a condo or two. Go to AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com, a down and dirty guide on doing it once, doing it right, and on the cheap. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The United Voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped to get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
What really happened? Wouldn't you like to know? Tune in, fight in Faro, Indian radio. Tired of the mainstream media lies. Listen to the Michael Bailey, open your eyes. Tune in, fight in Faro, Indian radio.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. And we're talking about what appears to be an attempt by Obama to create the impression that most of the nations who have been standing with the United States in their agendas against Iraq, Afghanistan, Syria, and so forth, are still part of this united coalition. But it's very clearly starting to fray around the edges. And there was a very interesting story that came out here in antiwar.com, where Obama is saying there's no say to the Syria problem. Now, of course, the U.S. position all along has been Assad must go. We want a Syria under a new U.S.-friendly, corporate-friendly puppet regime. And, of course, Assad is saying, no, that's absolutely not going to happen. There's no reason for us to leave. The U.S., of course, ginned up this allegation of chemical weapons attacks against the Syrian people that turned out to be completely bogus. Vladimir Putin went in, negotiated the destruction of the Syrian weapons, chemical weapons. That is ongoing right now. It's on schedule. Everything's working just fine. So the U.S. is still trying to figure out some way where they can accomplish their aim of getting Assad to leave voluntarily so they can put in a brand new, created out of thin air, transitionary government, meaning a new puppet regime, a new Shah, whatever you want to call it. They're still playing the same game they've been playing for the last half century in terms of overthrowing these other countries and hijacking their economy for U.S. corporate interest purposes here. But what Obama is effectively saying is, or acknowledging, is that at this point, he can't sell a direct U.S. invasion of Syria. It's got nothing to base it on. And again, this is where the U.S. government is paying that price for that whopper they told us all about Saddam's weapons of mass destruction. We all know they lied to us. And apparently we're seeing other countries around the world get up there and say, yeah, the U.S. is lying about all this stuff. And we are not going to spend our treasure. We are not going to spend the life and limb of our children in uniform to go out in another one of these botched military adventures based on an outright absolute fraud. But the pro-invasion faction is still out there, because remember, what's driving all of this is the necessity to conquer all the world's resource-rich areas and force them to sell those resources only for the U.S. dollar. That's what's going on. So over at The Guardian, one of their writers, Rana Kabbani, in a tweet posted as her position as a writer at The Guardian, is calling for the rape of the Syrian president al-Assad's wife and kids. That is the degree of hate-mongering that we are seeing coming out of the war agenda, where they're out there saying somebody ought to take Assad's wife and his kids and just rape the heck out of them. Now, what would happen here in the United States of America if a member of the corporate media got out on tweet and said that we should go and grab the Obama kids and Michelle Obama and their dogs and their cats and do things like, what do you think is going to happen to them? But apparently, in the worldview of get Assad at all costs, it's okay for this Rana Kabbani to get out there on The Guardian and say, yeah, just grab his family and rape him. Anything that's going to get him to leave. Now, National Intelligence Director James Clapper, fresh from all of his prevarications regarding how the NSA really isn't watching everything that you do, and actually we know they can't actually do it, because anybody who can develop their own encryption is invisible to the NSA. But that's a side issue entirely. He's out there once again promoting with John McCain that there are documents. I have a list of names, you know, and they're back to basically screaming that Assad is torturing his own people. We have a document that says Assad is doing this, therefore you should believe it. Because we're the U.S. government, we would never lie to you about something that important, which, of course, we know that's exactly what they're doing. They're still trying to figure something that they'll get traction with the American people. By hook or by crook, some kind of a lie, some kind of a fraud, some kind of a fake that will get the American people to say, oh, yes, even though our country has been laid economic waste by decades of war, even though we know we were lied to about Assad's chemical weapons and Saddam's nuclear weapons and Syria's this and Yemen's that, yes, of course, we will believe this U.S. government one more time when they tell us that Assad is torturing his own people, even though he doesn't really seem to have a reason for wanting to do so in the first place. Assad is very popular with the Syrian people. He doesn't need to torture them. He doesn't need to drone strike them. Those are the actions of a tyrant. Like Obama, who has to wave drones at us to get us to go along with what he wants. Assad doesn't need to do that. Russia's Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov is once again cautioning the United States against biased accusations involving Syria. Now, the Russians are very, very polite. They understand real politics. And he's basically, what he's out there is he's saying, we know you're lying. It's time for you to cool it. For 3 years, the United States government has tried to concoct some kind of a hallucinatory fantasy that justifies a direct military intervention. They haven't been able to come up with one. And the rest of the world is starting to stand up to the U.S. and say, we know you're lying. Enough, 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 enough. We cannot go along with pretending to believe the U.S. government lies any longer, because now it's harming our own domestic politics inside our own nation. So this coalition of the willing, or the coalition of the arm twisted, or the coalition of whatever we're going to call it, is clearly falling apart. And I think Obama at the White House yesterday was trying to shoot the moon, to use a metaphor from the Game of Hearts, and he lost. And I think from this point on, the deterioration is only going to accelerate, where it doesn't matter what Obama or the federal government say anymore about Iran or Syria or Yemen or Somalia. The presumption that the U.S. is telling the truth is gone, and it will not be coming back anytime soon. Not at all. Now, let's see. Over in the world of the economy, there's been another strange banker death. This is another executive over at J.P. Morgan, 37-year-old executive director of program trading. And we know there have been a lot of strange deaths here. I think we're almost back at the point where we're going to start seeing bankers dangling under the Blackfriars Bridge in London here, like we saw in, Roberto Calvi. God's banker, and he wound up dangling underneath the bridge there. But this particular individual is interesting. Ryan Henry Crane was in charge of their program trading desk. Now, this is the desk where they're using computer software to execute their trades, the high-frequency trading. And J.P. Morgan Chase has this amazing, almost suspiciously good record of zero trading losses using these computer systems. And all of a sudden, he is has shuffled off the mortal coil at the very young age of 37. And it's a concern, because there seem to be a lot of J.P. Morgan Chase bankers meeting untimely, squishy ends at this particular point. We're going to grab a phone call here. Jimmy in California. Aloha, Jimmy. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, aloha, Mike. I just want to let you know I really appreciate your show. I got turned on to it about a year ago, and I'm really happy to talk to you, man. So I was wondering what your thoughts are on the new Pope. I was doing some research into the Jesuit order and some of maybe the satanic practices that he's alleged to have been part of during the dirty wars in Argentina, and I was wondering if you had any information on that and what your thoughts are with that.
Well, there's absolutely no question that workings of any large hierarchy, especially that operates with the presumption of some kind of infallibility, there's always going to be problems. I mean, we know the history of the Roman Catholic Church involves monumental fraud committed against their own followers. The donation of Constantine would be a good example, by which the Church hijacked the authority to declare who would and would not rule as kings and queens throughout Europe. The idea that the current Vatican has profited handsomely from its positions of power and influence. Again, as I mentioned before, I took your phone call. We had that scandal with Roberto Calvi, God's banker, who wound up dangling under the Blackfriars Bridge in London. We know that one of the reasons that may have prompted Pope Benny the Rat to retire, when normally Pope is a lifetime job, is that there are indications of a second Vatican financial network, far more wealthy and powerful than the Institute for Religious Works. We got to take a break for commercials. We'll be right back with Jimmy after these few words.
What will you do without freedom? That's the question the American Freedom Party is asking as a high-tech surveillance state continues to be constructed in the one-time land of liberty. Through methodical gradualism over many years, the United States has been hollowed out economically and morally. The Republican Party is little more than a partner in crime to the open globalism and cultural Marxism of the Democrats. Both parties support the offshoring of American industry and jobs, open borders, endless wars of aggression all over the world, and slavish obedience to Israel and to the banksters and gangsters of Wall Street. The American Freedom Party is guided by the sole principle of supporting what's good for America and Americans. The American Freedom Party rejects the archaic liberal conservative paradigm in favor of an outspoken advocacy of freedom and liberty that rings true to America's traditional values and way of life. The hour is late, but America can yet survive and begin to thrive again if enough Americans act to regain their freedom. The alternative is too bleak to contemplate. Learn more about the American Freedom Party by going to AmericanFreedomPartyInfo.us. That's AmericanFreedomPartyInfo.us.
This is Dr. Robert Rowing here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblatt is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with Hawthorne, glucosamine chondroitin, sea cucumber, colloidal minerals, Superfam and Super Male Plex, colon enhancer, our top selling liquid, Cal Mag Vitamin D, MSM sulfur capsules, and elderberry power capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
Well, they're stealing down on Wall Street and in Washington, too. You know, it makes me wonder, what's a guy on Main Street to do? I've always tried to be an honest, upstanding kind of guy. But I must admit lately, I thought about giving something else a try. Oh, I want to be a pirate. I want to sail the seven seas, yeah, I want to be a pirate.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show today. We're going to go back to the phones. Jimmy in California. Basically, to sum up, we know that any large hierarchical organization inevitably becomes corrupt. The more powerful it becomes, the wealthier it becomes, the more corrupt it becomes. And that has certainly been a hallmark of the history of organized religion for the last 2,000 years.
Yes, there are a few things just came to my attention that really kind of worried me about the level of corruption in especially the Jesuit order, being, you know, blatantly satanic and engaging in really just outright disgusting actions. And there was this testimony that this lady in Holland, who apparently her father and uncle and other people in her family were engaging in, you know, ritualistic sacrifices and all this kind of stuff. And it's pretty interesting.
Well, you know, generally what you're looking at there is internecine fighting within the organization itself. I mean, look what happened to the Templars when the Templars were able to sort of weasel around the church prohibition on the practice of usury, and it took them only a couple of decades to plunge the royal families of Europe into hopelessly unpayable debt. Well, Philip's affair and the Pope couldn't just come out and say, we're going to round up and torture all the Templars because they've come up with a banking system that traps us all hopelessly in debt. What they told the masses is the Templars were engaged in denial of the cross, in blasphemy, and basically went down this list of what were considered socially acceptable allegations and accusations against the Templars, all of which was designed to conceal what was really going on. So I know it gets very easy and tempting to come on out and say this particular group is behaving satanistically, but again, that is usually something that is crafted for public consumption rather than a reflection of what's really going on inside the power structure.
Did you get a chance to see the Vatican telescope thing that they set up in Arizona? And I believe it's it has some crazy acronym, but the acronym was Lucifer. And they have this telescope, the binocular telescope, long-range binocular telescope that actually named Lucifer. And apparently the official thing for it is that they're looking for extraterrestrial activity. You know, it's like a very deep space telescope, and they're trying to get the jump on if extraterrestrials were to be here, to represent them as, like, the, new interdimensional god of the Roman Catholic Church. And it's kind of interesting because that's totally coinciding with the prophecy of St. Malachi, where he describes this being the last pope that sees us through the end of the Roman Catholic Church.
Well, I mean, again, going back to the established history of the Catholic Church, they have a long history of saying this will be the last pope. The second coming of Jesus is the. It's almost a running joke how many of these botched doomsday prophecies we've seen come out of not just the Roman Catholic Church, but virtually every religious institution around the world has their own variations of the end times mythology, and. You know, it hasn't happened yet. Now, with regard to the Vatican Observatory, there is no question that they have invested significant amounts of money in pure research and a lot of good equipment. But again, of course, they're coming into the discussion from a particular point of view. Remember, this whole idea of a Big Bang did not come from Edwin Hubble. It came from a Catholic monk, Georges Lemaître, who said, this is how we will reconcile biblical doctrine and the observed sky, is, you know, by seeing that the universe is flying apart, which was implied from the redshift. And if we run it backwards, there was a supreme moment of creation. Huzzah, huzzah, huzzah. Of course, the fact that it is coming from a biased point of view was made manifest when Einstein came along with general relativity, which made it absolutely impossible for the Big Bang to happen the way it's being described by the Catholic orthodoxy. But rather than go back and say, all right, let's go back to square one and reevaluate our theory, they came up with this whole cosmology. It's like the modern version of epicycles, trying to reconcile what we're seeing in the sky with what the physics tell us has to be going on. And this is why they've spent all this money on the Large Hadron Collider, to try and basically find some way to resell this 2,000-year-old religious mythology, because that is the foundation for the church's entire power.
Right. And I think that also has to do with why you see them trying to become a more, like, socially acceptable, politically, you know, the whole, and not that, you know, I totally support openness and being inclusive in their organization, but it's interesting to see them, you know, going against their own teachings and, you know, accepting gay people.
The Catholic teachings are not graven in stone. I mean, most of the Orthodox Bible, the New Testament that it's read today, was written 50, 60 years after the lifetime of the historical Jesus. It has been subject to revision and editing and outright altercation and fraud based on whoever was in charge of the scriptorium at the time. And, of course, it is a big issue for any religious institution to try and demonstrate their relevancy to the world today in order to continue to reap the benefits of those collection plates. And there's a lot of good people involved in religion. There's a lot of people who are involved in religion who aren't very good. But it's really not an institution that is looking to find facts and truth so much as to continue reinforce the mythology, which is the foundation of their entire wealth and power.
Yeah. Do you ever see, do you ever watch Mark Dykes' videos at all?
No.
He has a pretty interesting YouTube channel, but he is talking about how NASA was developing hologram technology, and he basically like laid out a case for how possibly the Illuminati or, you know, some satanic organization.
Okay, well, we seem to be kind of wandering all over the reservation here. We've kind of lost focus. I've sort of lost track of what it is that you wanted to do. We're going to switch over here to, I think George is waiting online. George, are you there? Hello? Oh, Scott, we're going with Scott.
Hey, Michael, how you doing, brother?
I'm doing okay.
Yeah, you look good. How are you feeling today, big guy?
I'm a little better. It's going to take a while, but I'm definitely a little more my annoying self today than I have been in the past.
Hey, Michael, you know, I wanted to tell you, I remember you a long time ago talking about this government, and I agree with you way back where I see the government destroying itself within itself of falling. And when you see this situation of this supposed to be an ally of the United States that comes over and meets with our I don't know what I want to call them, but meets with them, and then they don't agree on the situation, I want people to understand how dangerous that is. Because when you don't take care of your relationship with your allies, and you start losing credibility with loving your neighbors, as I would say, this seems like the situation is right on the brink of what I was talking to you in the past, Michael, about Cinderella is out there dancing and somebody pulls the rug right under her feet and she collapsed. So I see on one aspect, like you were saying, brother, that the government is destroying itself of its corruption inside its satanic regime. But on the other hand, you see the act of getting prepared for violence with the American people. And I'll leave you with this, Mikey, and I love you. If you can't, I remember my daddy saying to me, if you can't take care of your family at home, you sure the heck ain't going to go out in the world and take care of anything else. And that's a prime example with the United States of America right now. We can't even take care of flushing our toilet in our Washington, D.C. right now. How in the heck can we expect to go out into the real world, even with our allies, and try to make love and neighbors with them anymore? Thanks, Michael, and I just want to know if you could talk about that, and then I'll keep you in prayer.
All right, thanks an awful lot. We're going to take a break for some commercials. When we come back, I do have some comments on what Scott was saying. We'll be right back.